friends, welcome back to The Great Debates. This is your moderator, Mark Carosello, filling in for Dan Medina.
We love you, Dan.
We miss you, Dan.
He'll be back soon, but Mark's doing great filling in. Love both of you.
Big shoes to fill. Let's get right into it, guys. The topic today, if angels were real, they would have wings.
What are we doing?
We're going to debate this.
Okay, so... All right, go ahead. Doing? Start us off.
Well, should we have a little host chat first?
I'm fine with that. This is a weird, heady topic, so
yeah,
it might
great.
Be good just to clear the air a little bit, so to speak.
Sure, yeah.
What's been going on?
How's your week? What?
That's what you want to talk about?
Yeah, sure. Give me something.
It's so boring. I mean, I've been working. Everything's fine.
You're working on a new TV show, right?
Yeah.
Can we talk about that?
I guess.
It's the show for Netflix?
Yeah.
And it's called Love.
It's tentatively and probably titled Love.
And it's created by Paul Rust and Leslie Arfin, right?
Yes.
And a lot of cool people are involved.
Yeah. I think it's technically co-created by Leslie, Paul, and Judd Apatow.
Whoa,
I'm not sure if he's a co-creator.
Whoa.
I actually don't know.
Judd Apatow.
But they all wrote the pilot script.
Of Girls. Funny people. This is 40.
Yeah.
Amazing career.
What are you up to, Healy?
Mostly just doing the debate.
What are we doing?
Let's get to the debate, right?
I feel awful about what just happened.
Why?
No one wants to know. This is like...
That's what they love. They love that more than anything. So a friend of mine, I have a wonderful friend. His name is James McHugh.
Good for you, man.
And he's an English guy, and he's a professor of Indian religions, Eastern religions, and Sanskrit at University of Southern California.
Okay.
He's awesome.
Yeah, we love... James is great. I know him too.
And he forwarded to me an invitation to a talk that was going on at UCLA, like a conference. His professor from the University of Auckland in New Zealand has come to... he's coming to LA to give a talk on how did angels move, a problem for medieval metaphysics. So, like, he's an intellectual historian.
Okay.
And he's talking about in the Middle Ages when they believed in angels, they would have arguments about how angels moved around.
Okay.
How are they getting around? So that led us to this topic. We're going to debate it. Who should take the pro and who should take the con?
Well, so...
Do you remember what the topic is, or has too much time
passed? No, I remember. If angels were real, they would have wings.
Correct.
Okay, so the question is it more life-affirming or and optimistic...
Oh, right. Who should take the pro and who should...
For you, for them to have wings or not?
I think
weirdly, that it's better, like it's more beautiful if they do have wings.
I do, I agree, actually.
Why is that? Just because?
Because I'd rather live in a world where angels have wings.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, I would too.
And most people that are into angels, I think, are picturing a thing that has wings.
Right.
As soon as you get to, like, they don't have wings now, are we really talking about angels anymore? Are we talking about.
I don't know what we're talking about to begin with.
Well, let's have the debate.
Okay. Opening statement.
Okay.
Five minutes into this thing.
If angels were real, they would have wings. I think this is fairly obvious. Every time.
This is obvious?
Yeah. What do we know about angels? They have halos. They're heavenly creatures. They have wings. That's how they go from place to place. That's part of what's special and luminous about them is their ability to fly, and that's granted them through wings. They have a physical... substance of some kind. They, in all imagery of angels, we see them represented as human-like beings with wings. So I think if angels were real, they would have wings.
That's one of your weakest opening statements I've ever heard. Oftentimes, so here's what happens with art and literature that is. Why are you laughing? I'm serious right
the
now.
First sentence of your, here's the first sentence of your opening statement. That was one of the weakest opening statements you've ever heard, you've ever given. Here's what happens with art and literature.
Yeah. Well, take a listen and you'll tell me whether you'd be laughing or not after I just destroy your argument. Okay, so what happens with art and literature that relates to anything religious is that things that we depict visually, particularly in paintings, are not meant to be taken literally. So, for example, a lot of times, like, things in the Bible will be described with a light behind, like Moses descending with a light behind them, and that over time becomes depicted as a halo behind him. Now, I'm not saying that this actually happened at all, but what I'm saying is that religious iconography, religious drawings, paintings, and poetry is prone to exaggeration and sort of anthropomorphization that was not originally intended. So if angels were real, I think there's a much better which, by the way, they're obviously not. This is absurd. But if angels were real, there's a much better chance that they would look like us or fly around without the help of wings. They're already undead magical creatures. I don't know why they would need the help of, like, basically a aviary appendage. There's really no rhyme or reason for that to occur for them to get around. They've already come back to life. They're already descending from heaven. They don't need actual wings to do that. That's just something that, like, helps our mind get around the idea of what an angel would be in a physical space.
God formed man and he formed angels, and he didn't form either one at the level of God. So they're subject to some kind of physical law.
Oh, that's absolutely not true. God formed man in his own image, or yes. So if we're to believe anything in the Bible, yes. God did form man in his own image.
But we're not at the level of God. We're subject to mortality and to limitations that God is not. We have to obey certain physical laws that God, the all-knowing, all-powerful,
does not. That is true, although there are passages in the Bible that you could possibly interpret to mean that God is in some way mortal, although less mortal than humans. I don't know why we're talking about this.
Which passages?
Well, the idea that, like, to God a day, I forget the exact numbers, but, like, to God a day, like, one day is like 100,000 days to God. But that implies, I forget the, or 10,000 days, I forget exactly what the numbers are. Now, that implies that God actually will die one day, but at like 1/10,000th of the rate of a human being. And keep in mind here, I'm not a religious scholar and I have very little idea what I'm talking about, but I think I remember this one passage from a Bible course I took in college.
I would imagine that there's probably, when we talk about the limitations of God's physical presence, there's probably some contradictory information in the Bible. Right.
Yes, there's contradictory information about everything.
We're entering a level that's beyond understanding.
What does this have to do with angels? Yes.
Well, here's why. Because God made part of the function of angels is to communicate with humans, and they have to exist in a level that humans can comprehend. And so God, when he represents them, he gives them wings so we can understand how they're traveling through flight. Like when the angel Gabriel appears, he's got wings on him so we can comprehend him. It's like God is creating. Of course, God could do whatever he wants. He could just plop the message directly into your brain or shout it himself. But he creates these angels as messengers. He renders them in a form that's like human form.
Right.
But because they're flying around, he's like, we're going to give them a way that humans can comprehend how they're doing this travel. So he gives them wings.
Do you have any evidence to suggest that God actually gives angels wings? Or are you just saying this? Because I don't hear any.
This debate is not going to be thick on evidence.
Okay, here's a problem we're running into, Healy, is that you are relying solely on the idea of a religious angel. And I think, actually,
what most people believe
in is not, like, you know, if you ask people, are angels real, I think most people who say
Della Reese. She believes in angels, right?
I guess she does.
She wrote a book about it.
I'm not familiar, but probably.
I think so, yeah.
I think actually a large number of Americans believe that angels are real. But I would also take an educated guess that most of them are not talking about Gabriel or that kind of angel. What they're talking about are like people who have died who are still around them in some semi-corporeal way.
Corporeal way? Yeah.
Meaning corporeal. That they are not quite like physically here, but they are here in some way. They're an angel looking over them.
Yes.
Okay. So there's.
But when they manifest physically, they have wings.
Well, that you're just making that up. I think that
I'm not making I'm extrapolating from the rich tradition of folk art going back thousands of years that renders angels in this way.
Right. I'm going off of what I believe, and the listener can agree with me or disagree with me. I believe that most people, when they think about angels, the people who believe in angels are probably thinking, yes, I believe they're angels. My great-grandmother is an angel, and she's with me all the time. And if you said, does your great-grandmother, the angel, have wings? They would say, no, I don't mean that she's an angel floating and waving her little...
Well, that's what she's saying that. But they're saying that to you because you're obviously asking the question in like a sarcastic and condescending way.
No, I...
draw me a picture.
You weren't there when I asked them this question. I wasn't even there. I wrote all these questions out on a...
But they could read. They could get your tone.
What are you talking
about? If you're like,
about?
Draw me a picture of your grandmother as an angel, they're going to render the creature with wings.
Oh, that's an interesting question. I think a lot of them would not. I think a lot of them would would draw things like a disembodied head.
What? Nobody thinks there's like a disembodied head floating around.
That's absolutely
what an angel is. No way.
Yeah, I mean,
does the head have wings?
No, because I think people think of the idea of an angel in 2015 is not. Again, I don't. I think that people have like kind of opened up what an angel is. I don't think they're as literal about like thinking of dead people who come back as angels. And again, I think all these people are wrong, but they believe, I'm guessing, kind of educated guessing, that they think that people have come back in some loose spiritual way. And I think that often that takes the shape of just like a voice in my head. And I think that one of the ways to depict that would be a disembodied head. I don't mean like a head that's been like severed from a body dripping
okay,
with blood.
I actually think what you're trying to do, and you think you're being cool about it, but what you're sneakily trying
I'm
to
being
do
very
is
cool
luring
it.
People who believe in angels. You're trying to gently escort them. Couldn't it just be the spirit? You're trying to bring them into your atheistic
sensibility. That's the last thing I want to do. I don't want anyone to believe in angels. I have a hard time arguing this to begin with. I have to drop all of my beliefs just to enter into this stupid debate. I have to leave all of my everything I believe in at the door just to go along with the first part of if angels were real.
Okay, well, do that.
I'm crushing you so far.
No, you're not, because you're refusing to accept the first
part of
the
debate. Did you not hear what I said about art and literature?
You accept the first part of the debate, which is if angels are real. Okay,
I have.
We're talking about angels, not disembodied spirits or whatever. We're talking about the specific creature, angels.
So many people, disembodied spirits are synonymous with angels.
You're trying to ease them into your beliefs, but
no,
they
I'm trying
believe
to,
in a
I'm
winged creature.
I'm doing
creature.
Nothing more than trying to convince the listener that I'm correct. Angel has a broader meaning than what you're giving it credit for. Angel doesn't necessarily mean a messenger of God. A lot of people believe that angel is someone who's kind of like a fairy godmother, if you will. Someone who looks over their shoulder.
Does a fairy godmother absolutely has wings.
I'm not going to argue whether
wings.
Fairy godmothers are real or not. If fairy godmothers were real, do fairy godmothers have wings?
Fairies,
that's where I draw the line.
Fairies have wings. Angels, we're talking about.
I agree with you. If fairies were real, they would have wings.
But not
I agree
angels.
With you. Yeah, I think that's actually part of the definition of a fairy is that they have wings. And I don't think that that's what it is for angels, especially because in today's society, people who do believe in angels tend to have a more contemporary, less literal version of what an angel is. And I think it's now time for closing statements.
Okay, this debate obviously depends on assuming the first part of the resolution, which is if angels were real. We're talking about angels and them being real. They would have wings, because what angels are is God creating a creature that can travel between heaven and earth, and he renders that in a state of physical reality so that its movement is comprehensible to us. And the way that he gives that form is with wings.
Okay, so your whole argument is reliant on this notion that God created angels. I say open your eyes to what angels are actually believed to be, and I don't think that people who believe in angels necessarily believe that all angels are messengers from God. I believe that most people today believe that angels are people who have deceased who are looking over them in some way, or who are still with us in some way, and I don't think that they think that those sort of reincarnated souls have wings. On top of that, the strictest literalist version of an angel that you would see in the Bible, again, I go back to, yes, wings are something we put on them in art and in literature so that human beings can understand how an angel might get around. But that's all the more reason. That, to me, only strengthens my argument that angels don't have wings. It's like, you wouldn't understand how angels really get around, so I'm going to put something on it that's in your world. When, in fact, angels can do whatever they want, but to a human eye, it would only really make sense if you saw them with wings. So imagine they have wings, and that'll help you understand how they get from heaven to earth. So it's using a human device to make something that's inhuman possible. And I think we're done.
What do you think?
It was more interesting than I thought it would be.
I really was impressed by your passion. I think we should maybe mostly be debating issues of deeper theology.
Oh, I strongly disagree. I think people hate that. And isn't it? It's an instant turnoff for so many people.
I doubt that. Mark, what did you think?
I mean, wings? I don't know.
There it is. Hard to argue with that.
If we can both agree on this, if angels were real, they would watch Wings.
Oh, that's interesting.
The show.
Yeah, and eat Wings.
This is how every episode of Wings began. Hey, what happened to your flight? Oh, it got fogged in.
Did you ever see the pilot of Wings?
No.
It's pretty good. It's a good premise pilot.
Cool.
Not worth watching or checking out online if you want to see it.
I remember the opening sequence is really, it's long and kind of relaxing in
it was
a
really
gentle way.
Back in the day when every show had a 40-second open
with a
song.
Yeah, took your time with it.
Yeah.
Was life better then?
Well, there's a different debate we did, which people might want to listen to. We would have had more fun in the 70s, which is not exactly what you're asking, but it's kind of related. I think we're done. Should we get out of here?
Thanks for listening.